Merry Christmas. It's still Christmas. Today's the 10th day of Christmas. If you see Lords leaping out in the lawn someplace, you know, that's the day for it. It is the 10th day in our season of Christmas, which we cannot just celebrate in a single day. And so we continue to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord's love and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I also want to say Happy New Year, because finally we've gotten through 2020. A year that was filled with some little joy, but an awful lot of turmoil, and it is my prayer that 2021 will be blessed for all of you. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship, so please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our next song is, "For unto us a child is born," and we sing together.
A son is given.
For unto us a child is born.
A son is given. The Messiah. Oh, to see him, to see him.
I lift it up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love, and we sing.
Is given.
For to us a child is born.
A son is given. A son is given. The Messiah. Oh, to see him. To see him.
I lift it up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson today comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at the 7th verse. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child, and those in labor. Together a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his people through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, God created, and humanity had a key part in God's dream for all creation. See, God's love poured down on all creation and on all of us. And then our part was that then we would show God how much we love God by loving and caring for each other. That was the dream that God had. That is God's will from the very beginning. That is what God's kingdom looks like, brought to fruition and reality. And we had a part and a purpose in God's dream for all creation. Working together, caring for one another, stewards of the land and of the creatures and of all the people around us. We had a purpose. And in our selfishness, we broke the relationship we had with God. We broke the relationship we had with one another. We broke the relationship we had with all creation. We tossed aside God's love. We gave up on our part in the purpose of God's creation. We cared more for ourselves than for anything else. And creation fell from trust and care to mistrust on our part and disappointment for God. The beauty is that no matter how disappointed God was, though, God's love and faithfulness remains. Always. Through the centuries, God has remained faithful and true to the dream of creation. God's love pours down. God inspires his people. God walks beside us to guide us regardless. And that is grace. Love undeserved by us, yet given by God always. And so today we celebrate that grace of God and the grace upon grace that is Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Because even in Jeremiah today, we hear about God's grace. In fact, all through the Old Testament, we have stories and testimony of God's faithfulness in spite of humanity's lack of faith, in spite of our selfishness and greed, in spite of our unwillingness to care. Now, Jeremiah was a prophet to a people in exile, a people who were being dragged into exile for mistakes made, for forgetting who they were, and more important, whose they were. Their lives were disrupted, their homes destroyed, their freedom taken away. And in spite of all of that gut-wrenching reality, Jeremiah today has a message of comfort, of grace, of goodness coming for them from God. Jeremiah's message was that God would bring them back from the land of the north. Not Michigan, but Babylon. All right. He would bring them from the land of the north and he would gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. No one was going to be forgotten. No one was going to be left behind. Jeremiah says that he who scatters will gather. The Lord has ransomed his people. The people will know plenty once again, and they will find reason for joy. Now, they don't deserve this. They forgot their Lord. They cared not for the widows, the orphans, the poor in their midst. These people Jeremiah was speaking to thought that they were wise enough, smart enough, cool enough, whatever, to make alliances and deals that were going to raise Israel to something absolutely spectacular. They were wrong. And this message from Jeremiah, this grace comes because Jeremiah's message is a message of love. Love undeserved coming to God's people anyway. And it's amazing. Because then in Ephesians, Paul is reminding the church in Ephesus that God's blessing pours out on them extravagantly. Paul continues to list the gifts that come from God, reminding not only Ephesus, but all of us, that God has chosen us in Christ. We have been destined for adoption, redeemed, so that we might truly be holy and blameless, even though we don't deserve any of that. Paul is almost giddy as he talks about how the love of God is involved in the life of the Ephesians, how the love of God is involved in our lives. This is grace. It is a gift from God, undeserved, but given to us regardless. This is the gift of God for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Because for Paul, none of this happens. We receive none of this goodness without Jesus. It's nothing that we ever do. It is all grace through our Lord Jesus. So then when we go back to the Gospel of John this morning, we're taken right back to the beginning. Because in the beginning, as God was creating, the Word was there. All of creation came into being through the Word. That's Word with a capital W. That's Jesus. Because if you remember in Genesis, as God is creating, it says, and God said, let there be light. And for John, that's evidence that it is the Word who was with God, the Word who is God, the Word is from the beginning. The Word is part of the dream. The Word is part of the will and the kingdom that God is planting through creation. But you see, our relationship with the Word is as broken as our relationship with God, since they are the same. Even though all that comes into being through the Word is light, we choose darkness. The Word comes to His people, all people, and we did not accept Him. We did not know Him. Now you see, if human beings were writing this story, there would be wrath and destruction and punishment for them over there. You see, because someone's got to be in trouble, and they did whatever it was that they did. They did it on purpose. We just made a small mistake. You see, God even sent a witness to testify to the light. John the Baptist came with a message of repentance, a message of forgiveness. This messenger came to prepare the way. So we celebrate John the Baptist in Advent and even today as we move to the powerful proclamation in John of God's great gift of grace in Jesus Christ, the Word who became flesh and lives among us. You see, that's verse 14, and that verse holds a whole lot of power for me personally. Because instead of the punishment and destruction, instead of holding us accountable for the brokenness of the relationship, instead of tossing us into the outer darkness, which we seem to crave anyway, the Word became flesh and lives among us. Think about that. The Word, with the capital W, is God. And God became flesh, a baby born in a stable and cradled in a manger. That is the depth of God's love for us. Rather than destruction, God becomes one of us to fully understand us and to show us and inspire us to lives of love and service like God dreamed of from the very beginning. Like God continues to dream for us today. See, the gift of the Word made flesh is grace. In fact, it's more than that. It is grace upon grace. From the fullness of Jesus, from the life that He lived, the help, the healing, the teaching, the feeding, the suffering, dying, rising again, we receive grace upon grace. We still don't deserve it. But God gives it. And we here today, we receive it here at this table. We receive it from one another. We receive it from the Word. Grace upon grace upon grace upon grace is ours because of God and His true care for all of us. Grace and truth are ours in Jesus, as well as our closest glimpse of what God is truly like. Because John concludes this morning's gospel reading saying that no one has ever seen God, but it is God, the only Son, who has made Him known. So now we know God, His attitudes and His action, because we know Jesus. We know that God loves us all and loves us too much to let us remain foolish because we know Jesus. We know that God is willing to forgive, that God wants to work with us and through us and not on us. We know that God is patient and kind, generous and extravagant in His care and His love because we know Jesus. Jesus shows us the true depth of God's heart as He willingly suffered for us, as He willingly died because of us. And as He triumphantly rose again to open the floodgates of God's love upon us all, grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. So as we continue to celebrate the incarnation this Christmas season, may we give thanks to God for all His goodness, the goodness of creation, the goodness of His dream, the goodness of His will and His kingdom. As we live our thanks, may we go into the world with the Word by our side, with Jesus showing us the way to love, showing us the way to care, showing us the way to give and to help whoever it is that we can. May this Christmas season give us strength to go on giving, to go on sharing, and may we carry this gift from God always, because it's grace. It's grace upon grace. It is undeserved. But ours. Amen. in remembrance and celebration of our baptism, that moment when God's grace came pouring down on all of us, let us together confess our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. Let us rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Redeeming God, you gather together your people from the farthest parts of the earth. Protect your church from stumbling. Let it not be overcome by sorrow, division, or despair. Make us radiant with goodness that we might always live to the praise of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, you bring together heaven and earth. All creation testifies to your splendor. Hold the ecosystems of this earth in delicate balance, from coastlands to farmlands, forests to wetlands, deserts to rainforests. Show us new ways to live in harmony with the world around us. Lord, in your mercy, you overflow with grace upon grace. Expand the imaginations of those who serve in positions of authority. Open their hearts to the needs of their nations and communities. Protect all those in harm's way and those risking danger for the sake of others. Lord, in your mercy, you bring consolation to those who weep. Embrace those who feel far off, excluded, or defeated. Accompany those living with chronic and invisible illness. Sustain the weak and weary. Refresh those who labor under the weight of pain or sickness. Lord, in your mercy, you come to us in the beauty of darkness and of light. Bring justice and reconciliation to communities divided by oppression and misuse of power. Guide us to speak holy words of advocacy and truth. Help us to honor your image in one another. Lord, in your mercy, you turn our mourning into joy. We give thanks for those who have died in faith. We pray especially today for Pat Holrick and Ralph Morgan and all their families. With all the saints, give us your inheritance in Christ. In the fullness of time, gather us all together in your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, O God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And at this beginning of a new year, our Lord Jesus looks out to all of us with these three powerful phrases, where Jesus says to us, "I love you, I forgive you, supper's ready.
I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father, Abba, I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father, God. I kneel now and feel how I felt it before. This causing my heart to explore. Why when I'm weary so often you seem far away, still I will say, Abba, I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father, Abba, I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father, God. What I feel is less real than all that you say. You hold me through all of my days. Though my spirit is tossing and turning about, still there's no ground. Abba, I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father, Abba, I belong to you, I belong to you. Abba, Father God. Oh, you're my Abba, Father
God. Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as we go into the world with hope.
Thank God for our mission.
That's it. There we are.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
There's